42, Thursday morning with the Musers, the morning after a big Cowboys win over the Giants. What a night for Tony Romo. He was sensational. Was it his best performance ever? We'll discuss coming up at 8:55. But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, who has to be in a good mood this morning. We say hello to Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Real big, real shiny, too. Real shiny. Hello.
Yeah, what's going on, Jerry?
Oh, sorry. I was on the phone with my jeweler. We were talking about designs for our next Super Bowl ring.
Oh, man. Maybe a bit premature, but still a nice win last night.
It was, and it is, but we do. And it felt good to finally stick it up the exit ramp of Eli Manning and that possum-faced Tom Coughlin.
Yeah, they've had your number lately.
That is true, Jody. But
George,
I know that y'all give me a hard time about my appearance, but that Tom Coughlin looks more like ass than I ever did. Hey, Jody.
There's no one on the show named Jody.
You do realize, right, that we have the best record in the entire league right now.
Right now, that's
well,
right.
It is true.
And you guys on the ticket didn't believe in us.
No, we all picked the Giants.
The great Gordo was the only one who picked us.
He didn't either. He picked the Giants. Yes,
I remember listening to that now.
No,
yeah,
no.
And that Queen Laquifa.
Latifa.
She sure did do a number on that national anthem, didn't she?
Yeah, we liked it. We thought it was good.
I don't know why y'all liked it. I couldn't even figure out what that mess was supposed to be.
What? That was fine.
She needs to sing it the way that Francis Scott Keith intended it.
Key.
Boy, Romo had a good game. We're very pleased with him. I think he did exactly what we wanted him to do. He went ahead and got his signature interception out of the way early, so it didn't hurt us too much.
Yeah, it's better to get it there in the fourth quarter.
And that was a heroic effort on the part of Jason Witten last night to get out on that field and draw all those courageous penalties.
He did more than that.
Well, you know, I don't know how much more, but I should have followed my first instinct, which was to dart him and leave him sleeping in a pile of towels in the locker room. Kind of let him heal up, you know.
No, he was inspirational last night.
Did you guys see that guy in my suite cleaning my glasses last night?
Yes, I think everybody saw that.
Yeah, it's my son-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of dresses like a Chris, but boy, can he shine glasses. You know, I've been through 17 different glasses cleaners in the past few years. He's the best.
Is he really?
Oh, he is. He's excellent.
So you're going to keep him in the family?
I will, but I won't. And I do, but I isn't.
Isn't?
I have a glasses cleaner. I have a shoe buffer. I even have a personal wiper.
Oh, man, who is that?
And, of course, I also have Roosevelt.
Right.
Who cleans my scrote when it gets a little frowsy.
Oh, gosh. I don't think he does that.
Dez sure was good last night, wasn't he?
Yeah, yes, they were all good. Everybody was
did
good.
Did you like Dez?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like him?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you did. I hope you did very much. He was treating that giant secondary like his mama, wasn't
all
he?
All right. Come on, Jerry.
You're not supposed to bring that up.
That's not something to joke about.
And it sure was nice to see Ogletree finally doing something besides providing ballast on the plane ride home.
Yeah, he was really good.
He was. He was good. So we got a good third receiver, and he was on our staff, just like Steven told you.
What's that now?
Hello?
I'm sorry, he was on your staff?
Yeah, Steven said, you know, we ain't going to go out and get a third wide receiver. We feel he's on our staff already.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, right. So. I guess he did say that.
See, I got one son that knows football.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of Jerry Jr. lately.
I still haven't figured out what ethnicity Miles Austin is, but man, does he come up with big plays when we need him.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters.
You know, it's like on his application for the Cowboys, it said ethnicity, and he just put a question mark there. We can't figure it out.
Hey, our condolences.
Jody, you having fun with me?
Hey, yeah, by the way, Jerry, our condolences on the passing of one of your peers, Art Modell, who left this world this morning at the age of 87.
That old scrotum terror finally kicked it.
That's not the way to identify him. He's an NFL legend.
He is, and we're certainly saddened to be learning about this right at this moment. Mm-hmm. He was certainly an NFL legend, and I just hope I don't go the same way with my scrot ripped wide open.
That's not how he went.
Good morning to you.
All right, we'll see you. There's a...